with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Soil health is the most important variable for the long-term success of your plants, but it can be hard to know exactly how healthy your soil is without committing to a soil test. Looking at the weeds that grow successfully will be a telling indicator of the health of your soil. Some weeds will only grow in more acidic soils. These include plantain, dock, dandelion, and sorrel, while carrots, mustards, spurges, and chicory will prefer more alkaline soil. Some weeds also prefer a certain level of moisture. Dock, morning glories, sedges, and sorrel will indicate that your soil stays wetter, while clovers and speedwell indicate that your soil dries out more easily. Knowing the preferences of these weeds will give you an idea of what plants will succeed in your soil as it is now. There are a couple of tips for making this strategy of cell diagnosis successful. The first is to look for perennials. Perennials will always be a better indicator of soil health than annuals because they have to live for multiple years in the same soil. Groups of plants with similar characteristics in the same area can also be telling. This is most common with legumes. Areas with high legume populations and few other plants can be safely assumed to be low in nitrogen. The last tip is to notice what plants are missing. Sometimes what's not there can tell you just as much about the soil as what is. If you want a plant that will tell you a lot about the soil while still getting something for your use, grow tomatoes. Tomatoes are especially sensitive to nutrient levels and nutrient deficiencies and are a good indicator of what your soil might be lacking. The main nutrient deficiencies we see in our area are nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, and iron. Nitrogen and iron present as yellowing leaves, with nitrogen deficiency showing on the lower leaves and iron showing on the upper leaves. Nitrogen will often be low in the soil because of heavy rains leaching it out. On the other hand, iron is almost never deficient in our soils, but at higher soil pH, iron is bound to hydroxide, which makes it unavailable for the plant. For this reason, a tomato plant showing iron deficiency symptoms is a better indicator of soil pH than of nutrient levels. Phosphorus deficiency will present as a purpling of the leaves, and calcium deficiency will cause a problem called blossom end rot on your fruits, where the bottoms of tomatoes will begin rotting. However, because the parent material from our soil is limestone, this should almost always be sufficient calcium in your soil. You can order an inexpensive soil test at one of our extension offices. A basic test, which costs $10 per sample, will include soil pH, phosphorus, and potassium levels. When this information is combined with a description of any problems you're facing, we can diagnose most problems. If you want nitrogen and organic matter levels included in the test, the cost is $15 per sample. Unless you are testing a large field or orchard, one sample should be enough for most gardens and landscapes. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.